Holiday traditions in Latin America run the gamut from Texas to Tierra del Fuego. There are parrandas from Puerto Rico, pastorelas from Mexico, and Christmas trees and mistletoe from the United States. To help us put a contemporary spin on some of these traditions, we're joined by Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst, co-host of Alt Latino NPR's new web-based show about Latin alternative music. Thank you both for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
First, we got a note. It's the weather, because it's not winter as we understand it in Latin America, is it?
In the Southern Hemisphere, it's summer, and it's really hot right now.
So for places like Brazil, a white Christmas means white sandy beaches. And one of those beaches we're going to go to is the Dominican Republic. We're going to stop there first and play a song in a style that's known as bachata. With my donkey on this Christmas, we camino de Belén. Con mi burrito sabanero, we camino de Belén. If they see me walking by, we camino de Belén. If they see me walking by, we camino de Belén.
What is bachata?
Bachata is right now possibly, besides reggaeton, one of the most popular forms of music on Spanish language radio and throughout Latin America. It originated in the Dominican Republic, and it's been around since the early 20th century. It was just considered really rural and looked down upon, almost like square dancing. And right now, it's like an explosion of bachata, and it's a four-step beat, and it's usually like really melodramatic, sad songs. And yeah, turn on your local Latin radio, and chances are you'll hear a bachata song. And these guys singing this song are the self-proclaimed kings of bachata, Aventura.
Felix, what do you have for us?
We're going to stay Caribbean-based, except we're going to go back up to New York. We're going to do something from the Fania label that was popular in the mid to late 70s, mm-hmm. and a cut with featuring the vocalist Hector Lavoe.
Ya van a empezar las fiestas de Navidad.
This from the 70s?
This is from the 70s. The Fania was like a Latin version of Motown, a label that really, they were an incubator for the modern sound of what became known as salsa. It was a collection of Afro-Cuban rhythms and dance styles performed by Cubans and Puerto Ricans. And in this case, Hector Lavoe and the trombonist Willie Colon, who also made the record with him, they're from Puerto Rico. And I guess you can consider it like a modern take on the parrandas. Parrandas were like get-togethers that happened in the rural countryside during the Christmas season, just small little get-togethers. And this is, I guess, a New York City-style version.
Right. Now, you've got something now, Jasmine?
Yes, I'm keeping it in Puerto Rico with reggaeton remake of a very traditional, I wouldn't call it a Christmas, it's like a holiday spirit party drinking song. And it's by reggaeton artist Tito El Bambino from Puerto Rico. Kind of about just the drinking spirit. You know, it starts off saying, you know, of all of mama's boys, I'm the big rooster. I'm the most extreme rum drinker. And, you know,
it's a good translation.
And it's a very traditional holiday song that was actually made popular several decades ago by a Puerto Rican group, Los Cantores de San Juan. But it's redone in reggaeton, which is a super popular style right now. I mean, there's probably any car with young Latinos that drives by, you're going to hear that bumping reggaeton bass sound.
The reggaeton is a combination of hip-hop, the influence of hip-hop, and then Puerto Rican rhythms and Panamanian rhythms and stuff like that. It's really a true hybrid of contemporary music with traditional music.
Mm. And when we talk about the holidays, I mean, the holidays is a term we have to use in Latin America too, isn't it?
Because there is a substantial Jewish population there as well, sprinkled throughout Latin America. And we're going to play a samba dreidel song next.
Felix, this is English.
it's a reflection of the
I
new
know,
Latin
the
America.
Multicultural nature of Latin America. Don't get me wrong.
This is an interesting group. They're based in New York. There's a Colombian, there's a Dominican called Pacha Massive. And they are part of this wave of thing that we're doing. We're doing the Latin alternative music. And this is less traditional, not exactly super, super popular, but still very interesting mix of genres and styles. And that's what they're doing. You know, the Colombian, the Dominican, doing a Brazilian-influenced song about dreidels in English.
Wow. You hear just so many influences going on in that, don't you?
That's one of the things that's interesting that I think is fascinating about the whole Latin alternative scene and some of the things that we try to cover in our show. It's like borders don't exist anymore. You know, stylistic borders, geographic borders. There's just so many things that all get all mixed in with the advances in technology, and people can listen to anything. This is a very good example of some of the stuff that we're discovering on the show.
Yeah, and because you make a point on Alt Latino of not doing just traditional, what we think of as traditional Latin music.
We focus on both.
Yeah.
We focus on, really new stuff that's coming out. But of course, you can't ignore, we wouldn't want to. I mean, we want to celebrate also all the traditions that are informing that awesome new music. Mm.
Felix, I don't know if this comes into the alt category, but it wouldn't be NPR if I didn't mention this is a 40th anniversary of a great classic Christmas song.
It's the 40th anniversary of a song that we all know and love.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Now, the last time our show was on Christmas, we were honored, and I do mean honored, to have Jose Feliciano on the show, actually singing Feliz Navidad.
I remember that, yeah.
And the success of this song really contributed something to the transforming nature of music.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's always been underrated, this song. You know, it's 40 years, so this is 1970 when it was released. He was really one of the first true Latino successful crossover artists. And this song, I think, I've always felt like it made us all a little bit bicultural because, I mean, where in this country do you think that is there anyone who doesn't know what Feliz Navidad means after hearing this song? The cultural impact, I think, is what's important here and how he was able to reach out and make us all a little bilingual at least once a year.
So, thanks so much for being with us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. How could I possibly...
Y feliz año nuevo.
Y prospero año nuevo.
Oh, gracias. Wow.
Muchas gracias, Scott.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst. You can find their show, Alt Latino, on NPR's music site and www.npr.org/altlatino. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Feliz Navidad and Merry Shabbos. I'm Scott Simon.